This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Yesterday, our series on undergraduate research on the University of Arkansas campus began. For the next several days, some of the students at the university who received Student Undergraduate Research Fellowship Grants, or SURF grants, will be featured on the program. Today, we meet Brittany Rogers, a history major from Little Rock, and Andrea Arrington, assistant professor of history in the Fulbright College of Arts and Sciences at the U of A.
You took my Independence in Africa Today class first, right?
Sub-Saharan Africa.
Okay. So she's taken two classes from me, one, my history of Sub-Saharan Africa, and then the Independence in Africa Today class that's a little more specialized and focused, which is really kind of where her research interests lie.
Brittany is in the Honors College at the UA, and the SURF grant awards her money to further pursue her senior thesis idea, an idea, she admits, that didn't come easily.
It was kind of a back and forth between us, I think. I was having some difficulties.
She collaborated with Andrea Arrington, her faculty advisor. Arrington sent her an article about a town in southern Italy dealing with immigration issues.
In the Calabria region that is doing this really amazing program to actually help illegal immigrants and legal immigrants who are having difficulty settling in Italy. And I was like, that is awesome. I want to know more all about that. I want to know everything about that.
For centuries, the shared geography of the Mediterranean meant trade between Italy and Northern Africa. Brittany Rogers says as the world has moved toward globalization, racial tensions in Italy have been strained, and she wanted to find out why. The topic fit Brittany's schedule. She was to be in Italy last fall. While there, she took classes in modern Italian politics that dealt with immigration policies, and she was able to immerse herself in the subject while in Europe. Of course, immigration policy in Italy is not exactly water cooler discussion here.
But once you get started talking to people, it's really interesting to draw parallels between the immigration situation in America and the immigration situation in Italy and how they can actually be compared and how we can see some connections between them.
As Andrea Arrington points out, Brittany's work is a history honors thesis, so there has to be more than just discussion of contemporary issues.
So then we started thinking about World War II as a really important kind of cutoff and start date for a wave of immigration into Europe from Africa, especially because a lot of Africans served in different armies in World War II. So I found a couple of memoirs, and she read those, and she kind of liked the idea of looking more at Africans living in Europe, and then we went with the Italy immigration thing, and I think we found something she got excited about.
Brittany, who can speak French, is by necessity becoming more fluent in Italian. The senior thesis is very much her work, but as with many of the undergraduate students who receive SURF grants to further pursue their projects, faculty advice is welcome. Again, Andrea Arrington, assistant professor of history at the University of Arkansas.
If she runs into dead ends, my job, I think, is to help her turn those dead ends into new openings. But otherwise, she just kind of finds her thing, and she's found a lot of things. So she doesn't need too much pushing.
Brittany Rogers says she picked history as a major because she's always wanted to know how things came to be. She says her research so far has been somewhat like detective work, being able to connect event or person A with event or person B, bridges of information between facts, she calls them. And the defense of her thesis is scheduled for this summer.
Defense is a really intimidating term, basically. I mean, but that's what it is. Like, but I think it's important to, I think it's important for us to have a sense of research about something that you're passionate about. I think it's really beneficial for us honor students to have to get that well acquainted with something, because I mean, if you're into academia and that's where you want to go, you have to have that level of passion for your research eventually. So getting acquainted with that kind of passionate research, I think, is beneficial as early as possible.
The way you said honor student, you feel a responsibility with that term?
Yeah. I signed up to be an honor student. I knew what tasks and what benefits I would get from it. And so I feel like I owe it to the Honors College to do the best that I can.
Andrea Arrington says the research Brittany is doing, and the research other students like her are doing as well, is a fundamental practice not just for students' academic lives, but for their lives beyond college as well.
This is a soapbox of mine, is that students in the liberal arts are always like, oh, what am I going to do with my English degree? What am I going to do with my history degree? Or people say that to them. And we're not proposing that they go out and practice English or practice history. We're proposing that they use those skills in the real world. And, you know, Brittany spent 5 months in Italy, not just doing research, not just taking classes, but traveling all over Europe and traveling all over Italy and learning about, you know, using those skills that she's learning in the classroom to start connecting different stories and different ideas and formulating her own. And, you know, if a student leaves our program, whether it's the Honors College, the history program, the English department, sociology, being able to do that, then we've done what we really wanted to do. In my classes, I don't drill a lot of dates into people's heads. That I'm not interested in them regurgitating dates to me. I'm interested in them telling me what they think.
We'll continue our series on undergraduate SURF grant recipients at the University of Arkansas tomorrow with a profile of an art student creating part of his thesis in his very own living room.
If you try and explore something through art, you know, over a matter of time in creating that artwork, you will eventually come to a point where you understand everything, but everything that's connected to that thing too.
We'll hear from Luke Knox, senior Honors College art student, and art professor Kristen Musnug on tomorrow's edition of Ozarks at Large as our series continues.